103.5 Triple M. Well, coming to the Brolga Theatre this Friday night, Andrew O'Keefe shouts Johnny O'Keefe. This is an intriguing show. For those who don't know, Andrew is Johnny O'Keefe's nephew, and I'm lucky enough, privileged enough, to have him on the line. Good morning, A-OK.
Well, I'm lucky enough to be chatting to you, Anna. Thank you. I'm lucky enough to be coming to the Brolga Theatre, which I've never actually seen before. Is it a good theatre?
Andrew, I think you are going to be pretty impressed. We do have a magnificent theatre in our part of the world, and everybody who comes here absolutely raves about it. So I'm sure you will be no different, mate. You're going to have a great night there on Friday night. It is a wonderful complex. Now, tell us about the show itself, because, most people would be aware that you are Johnny O'Keefe's nephew, and this is the first time you have done such a thing.
Yeah, well, people have been sort of asking me for many years to do a show about J.O.K., and I sort of resisted for a long time because, well, I wasn't sure that I could do real justice to the man who was just utterly unique and such an extraordinary phenomenon, not only of music, but a real cultural phenomenon as well. I mean, you know, rock and roll, he was the first person to sing rock and roll, first Australian to sing rock and roll in Australia. And that explosion of rock and roll led to an explosion of a new kind of youth culture that had never really existed before. And so there was, I always felt a bit hesitant about trying to take on that role, but I loved him very much, and you know, I remember him so fondly, and he was such a beautiful bloke that when the 40th anniversary of his death came around, and I read a couple of the biographies again, and I listened to all his music again, and I thought, you know, he really deserves to be commemorated and honoured for who he was and what he did, and even just for the songs themselves, which are a fantastic song. So, you know, that and a little bit of pushing from my accountant convinced me it was a good idea to do a show.
Andrew, unfortunately, Johnny O'Keefe passed away very young, at the age of 43, in 1978. You were born in 71, so you're only a young fella, but you do still hold those special memories.
Well, Dad and John were very close, as was their sister Anne, very close family. You know, they'd sort of grown up as, Catholics coming out of the Depression in a Sydney of the 1930s and 40s, where, you know, there was still that sort of sectarian bias against Catholics. All of the highest positions in the land were held by Anglicans, and there was a bit of a prejudice, and I think that sort of really bound them together and made them very, very determined to succeed, to show the world, what they could do. And because they were so close, you know, we spent all of their birthdays were a big family gathering, and Christmases and Easters and you know, other, yeah, they were very, very Catholic, my grandparents, so other sort of religious days throughout the year. And I just have such strong, warm, fond, exciting memories of who Uncle John was. I mean, you'd turn up to a family barbecue at his place in the middle of summer, and there he'd be turning sausages in the backyard in platform shoes and silver nail polish. And, you know, his wife would be straightening his hair with the hair straightener, you know, that kind of thing. And you thought, well, he's very different to my Uncle Merv, isn't he? And, you know, you'd walk down the street with him, and you know, people would stop their cars and call out and wave, and, you know, and then everywhere he put a big smile on people's faces. And I just thought that there was just an extraordinary aura about him. I didn't know at the time what a huge star he'd been, but I knew he was something really special.
And Andrew, this love and understanding of your uncle transpires onto the stage as well. It's not just you singing J.O.K. songs. You also give an insight into who he was.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that the family history, the family folklore, is a little different to the public record of J.O.K.'s life. You know, everyone knows that he had incredible success. You know, still has the record for the most number ones, most top tens, most top 40s in Australian recording history. And everyone knows that he had, he had some down times after he had his road accident, and he suffered from a bit of depression, which he was always very open about, and sort of ahead of his time in that regard. But I think that the family really saw the effect of both that incredible success and the real lows as well, in a way that you know, that the public never got to see, because the image was very tightly controlled. And I guess it's that part of the story, that real humanity of him, that I try to bring out. And I use the songs, each of the songs, to try and demonstrate something about his personality and what he felt about life and what he wanted for life and something about the culture of the time as well.
Absolutely, mate. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do this as part of your career as well. If I was to emulate my uncle's songs, I'd be singing The Good Ship Venus. I don't think too many people would come.
Yeah, right. Your uncle was a female pirate.
Amongst many things, Andrew, many things.
Amongst many other things, yeah. Sure. I'm sure he'd have a great show for the Bulga, though.
I don't know about that. Hey, Andrew, this is going to be a fantastic night on Friday night, mate. In cricketing terms, you're a bit of an all-rounder, aren't you? TV host, we know that. A lawyer, the big bite, as we go back to the comedy sketch days. And
I guess it's the old, master of no trades and, you know, or master of many trades and, you know, master of none is such. A dilettante, as my mother would call it. I just have a real, a real appetite for trying new things and finding out about new parts of life. And I don't like to sit still too long, which in that regard, I think I inherited a lot of that from Uncle John, in a sense.
Friday night, Brolga Theatre. If people want to book, 4122 6060 or brolgatheatre.org. It is Andrew O'Keefe Shouts, Johnny O'Keefe. And Andrew, thanks for your time. Enjoy the show.
All right, thanks so much, mate. I look forward to seeing everyone there.